pitch. I'm going to go ahead and get into the message. It is not long. I promise you that. I really wish I had the clock back there. Could I get one of you to do like 5 minutes away and then 1 minute away or whatever?
20, yeah.
Say 20. It's like 5, 2, 1, whatever. That's how we did public speaking. I don't know about you, but I see something as a youth pastor in my life, in Christians' lives, in every person who loves Jesus' life. I want you to do something for me right now. And if you want to shut your eyes, you're more than welcome to do that. If you want to leave them open, you are more than welcome to do that. But I want you to just stop all your thinking right now. Just cease. And I want you to think back to the moment, if you're a Christian in here right now, as in a person who's gave your heart to Jesus Christ. I want you to think back to the exact moment in which that happened.
The moment you became a Christian, the moment you got serious about it.
I was going to get to that. The moment you became a Christian, or you might say, well, I gave my heart to Jesus in Vacation Bible School, but I got real this time. When I really sold myself out, when I really let go of everything, I want you to envision what that was like. What it was like for me was a gym where the lights were dimmed. It was a Friday night service. The guy who had just preached had talked about giving your life to Christ. I walked in there, a professed atheist. I remember they said, and the entire time while this man's speaking, I began to feel this burden upon my heart about right here, about 6 inches down from my throat, right there to the right of my heart. You see right there. And all of a sudden, it just began to click. And the God who I didn't believe in began to speak into my heart. And I remember that moment when that happened for me was, as I walked down there, no man prayed with me. No person said, John, I want you to pray this way. I knew what to say. My prayer was, I am done, God. You're real. I believe in you. My life is yours. I don't own myself anymore. Now, I don't know what your moment was like. I don't know what that getting serious little click happened. I don't know what it was like, but I want you to imagine the emotions that were right there. It wasn't sadness. It was joy. Yeah, there might have been tears, but they were tears of joy. Maybe you've not got serious. Maybe you've not gave your heart to the Lord. We can fix that tonight. But I want you to imagine the joy that came when salvation entered into your life. When His words no longer became the thing that you did on Sunday mornings, but the thing that you lived and breathed. And my question to you is that same joy present in your life right now? I'll tell you, many times it's not in mine. And I think back to what it was like to breathe for the first time. It felt like someone walked up to me and removed a great weight from my back. And for the first time in my life, I could walk without stumbling. For the first time in my life, I had hope. For the first time in my life, I didn't feel worthless anymore. The joy of His salvation. And my question is to you, Christian, do you have the joy of His salvation? And if not, tonight we need to get back to the place to where we have joy in His salvation. If you look at the board, Psalm 51, could you, I'm going to read this whole thing. It's 14 verses long. I know that it's going to take a minute, but I really want you to hear what the Scripture is saying. This is David. Who knows David in here? David, right? King David. The Bible spoke of him as the man after God's own heart. But you know what David did? He committed adultery. David once had joy in his salvation, but he sinned against God. And this book is his prayer of repentance to God and his prayer of confession. The prayer in which he set his heart right after he sinned. This is what it says. Now I'm going to read this very illustrated. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion. Blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me from my guilt. Purify me from my sin, for I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I've done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say. And your judgment against me is just, for I was born a sinner. Yes, from the moment my mother conceived me, but you desire honesty from the womb. Teaching me wisdom even there. Purify me from my sins and I will be clean. Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back the joy again. You've broken me, now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a loyal spirit. Do not banish me from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways to rebels and they will return to you. Forgive me for shedding blood, O God, who saves. Then I will joyfully sing of your forgiveness. Unseal my lips, O Lord, that my mouth may praise you. You do not desire a sacrifice or I would offer one. You don't want a burnt offering. You know, the sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart. Oh God, look with favor on Zion and help her rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with sacrifices offering in the right spirit with burnt offerings and whole offerings. And whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will again be sacrificed on your altar. David's crying out to God. Flashback up to the beginning. Look at what he's saying. Have mercy on me. Go down two slides now. One more. Right there. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. If you're a Christian, you're not to live in bondage. You're not to live in heaviness. You're not to live not on fire. You're not to live not living. You're not to live not growing. You're not to live not doing anything. No, you as a Christian are supposed to be someone who moves in the fire of God, who moves in joy, who doesn't walk around your school with your head down. No, but you walk up with your chin up and your eyes straight forward because you know who is the author and finisher of your faith. And you know that nothing can separate you from the love of your God. Neither height nor depth, nor angels nor demons, nor life nor death. Romans 8:28-39. Nothing can separate you from the love of your God. That is who you should be. But so many times what happens? The joy of His salvation fades away. So many times Christians who were once this burning fire for God slip into a small ember. Do you know as a fire burns, right? Big fire. Embers, pieces of hot wood still burning on the inside will fall from that fire. And long after the flames have disappeared, embers will continue to burn. And so many times Christians who were, whoa, I became a Christian. I'm living for the Lord. That right there in your class. If there's anyone in here right now who wants to know about being a Christian, I've gave my heart to God. Come talk to me. I'll introduce you to Him. That kind of faith. Yeah, that. So many times that once burning inferno slips into a twinkling ember. And my question to you is, where do you find yourself tonight? Do you find yourself in the joy of His salvation? Or have things crept into your life and stole your joy? Have things crept into your life and the faith that you once so moved in has faded away, guys? Because I'm telling you, if it's not happened yet, it's going to come. Do not be deceived. Your enemy Satan roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Like a lion. He's not the lion. Lion of the tribe of Judah. But things in this world, guys, are going to try to steal your joy. So many times Christians, we find them burn out. You never hear about the revivals of today. Do you know why we're here tonight? We want to see a revival. Not when some preacher comes in with slick back hair and three-piece suits and drives a Ferrari. No, not when some fool gets off TBN and can try to preach the gospel. No, not that kind of revival. You even know what I'm talking about. You know, not that kind of thing where all of a sudden we get really excited at youth, really excited at FCA. No, I'm talking about the thing that it completely begins to burn and envelop things. That's why we're here. We're here to see an awakening. There are 16,000 people in Blount County right now under the age of 19 to 12 who could be here. And you know what? Statistically, 4% of them are Christian. 15,000 tonight remain without Christ. And what are we doing? Many Christians can't do anything because they don't have the joy of His salvation. They are burnt out. Once fires that burnt so hot are only embers, they're stagnated. Once water that was so pure has turned to muck. Paused. You could have a beautiful symphony playing through the speakers right now, but if it was paused, you would never know what was going on. They're warm, but they're not growing. Joyless salvation is where so many Christians sit. But tonight, guys, I'm here to bring a message to you. God doesn't want you to sit without joy. God doesn't want you to sit being an ember. He wants you to burn for Him. God doesn't sit wanting you just to fade into obscurity. He wants to use you. He wants you to feel His presence. He wants you to hear His voice saying, I love you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. How did David fix this? Go down one more. He realized something. You don't desire a sacrifice, or I would offer one. You don't want a burnt offering. The sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken, repentant heart, O God. Look with favor on Zion and favor her. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. What does this mean to you? Guys, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be times in which your fire is going to twinkle. There's going to be times in your Christian faith when you're going to get discouraged. And so many Christians think that I just need to go to the next church service. I just need to do the next Bible study. I just need to do this. I need to get involved in FCA. I need to do what I was doing before because that's going to get me to where your presence is. But David realized something. God, I might have sinned. God, I don't feel your presence. God, I don't have joy. But I'm not going to sit here and go through the routines. God, I know there's only one thing that's ever going to get the joy back in me. It's going to be when I want you so bad my heart is broken. God is looking for a generation of people who will be broken for Him. Guys, you want joy back in your salvation? You want the fire back in your life? It's going to come when you get broken. What does brokenness look like? Brokenness looks like when you're sitting in service and you don't feel like worshiping anymore. But you sit down and say, it's not about what I feel. I'm tired of hearing about Christians who say, I feel God did this. I feel that. I feel this. God does not care about what you feel. He cares about, do you know the truth? Do you know Jesus Christ is Lord? Do you know Him? And do you know what He's saying? Life is not about what you feel. It's about you know. Your emotions can guide you, but truth is your foundation. God is looking for someone. You know what that looks like? When you're sitting there in worship and you don't feel like worshiping anymore, you say, God, I know it's not going to come when I just sing one more song. It's when my heart is broken. And I might not feel like worshiping, but I'm going to stand here and I'm going to worship you. You might be sitting in prayer and you say, God, I don't want to pray anymore. I don't feel like praying. I don't have joy in my salvation. I've sinned. I've messed up maybe. But God, I'm going to pray. And when your heart breaks and you say, I will chase after you. There's a song I love. It says, I'm going to chase after you till I'm captured by what I'm after. God, I'm going to chase after you. What have we been talking about? Chasing after God. Guys, I'm here to tell you tonight that if you don't have the joy, if you don't have the fire, there's only one solution. Keep on going. Let your heart get broken for Him. You know what happens? If I was to have a jar right now, just like the lady who anointed the feet of Christ before His burial, she had a jar of perfume. And that perfume was beautiful. And its aroma was powerful. But you know what she had to do so that the perfume might be smelled? Something had to be broken. Guys, your perseverance in prayer is beautiful to God. But if you never let yourself get broken, what does brokenness look like? Not only persevering in prayer when you don't feel like brokenness is doing things sometimes that you don't like. Brokenness sometimes, guys, is when you come to the end of your rope and you don't have any joy in your salvation. It's tying a knot and holding on. I'm here to tell you tonight, Christian, you might not have joy, but always remember that the night lies darkest before daybreak crosses the horizon. You might not have joy. You want your joy back? You know what the Bible says about that? Isaiah chapter 61. I know I've ran over. Forgive me. We will be done. It says this. Isaiah chapter 61. Verse 3. Does anyone here have a New King James Bible? What kind of Bible do you have? To appoint unto them all that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the joy of oil for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Isaiah chapter 3, chapter 61, verse 3. What am I saying to you guys tonight? You might not have joy, but what does the Word of God say right here? It says this, When you're mourning, put on the oil of joy. When you have a spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. Tonight I'm here to tell you, Christian, you might not have the joy of His salvation, but remember His words echoing into your heart tonight in Matthew 28, verse 20. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Christian, you might not feel like He's right there. The joy might not be present, but do not be discouraged, for He stands near to you tonight. Do not be discouraged, because you might not have the joy, but what am I saying to you? Put on praise. Put on prayer. Don't quit. Your breakthrough is nearby. If you quit, you'll never realize that you were an inch away from an awakening and a revival in your life. Tonight, let's be like David and recognize that God doesn't want us just to go to another church service to get our heart fixed. Your joy comes back when you chase like you chased that night you met Him. When you said those words, when you gave your everything or you gave your heart to Him, they weren't half-hearted, were they? Your joy lies in the pursuit that you started the night you met Him. Chase like you've never chased before. Run like you've never run before. Pray like you've never prayed before, just like that night you first prayed. Remember how passionate it was? Every day is new with Him. Every morning is fresh. Let's stand. Let's go home tonight. I do ask your forgiveness for running over. I apologize. But we're going to leave here tonight. But I would feel like I failed if I didn't give you an opportunity tonight to pray. That salvation, that joy might not be there in your salvation, but it'll come back at the point in time in which you say, my heart's broken for you, I'm going to chase after you. Remember the pursuit and passion that once marked your Christian life. You'll find the joy in the chase that you started back then. The problem is so many times we get running and we lose the trail. Tonight is a night of re-railing. Tonight is a night of getting back on the track. Tonight is a night of joy in your salvation. That'll work. We'll have that back there.
Hey, John, you talking about that reminded me of what Jesus said in Revelation in chapter 2, verse 4.